Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York was arrested and charged with insider trading today related to an Australian biotechnology company. Jeff Berman is the attorney for the Southern District of New York. He explains the charges against Collins.
Congressman Collins was told some confidential and highly sensitive information about Innate, information that was not yet made public, namely that Innate's main drug, the drug Innate was developing to be the backbone of its company, was a total failure.
Tuesday ended without clear results in a special election that was being held in Ohio's 12th congressional district. Right now, it looks like that race will come down to provisional and absentee ballots. And in Kansas, the governor's race also is too close to call, with both candidates being separated by only 200 votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The State Department has a message for everyone regarding the denuclearization of North Korea. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
The State Department urges patience when it comes to ongoing efforts to get North Korea to denuclearize.
The process of achieving denuclearization is one that we have all known would take some time. The world is united in seeing this achieved, so it will certainly take some time.
State Department spokesman Heather Nauert speaks amid reports that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may soon return to Pyongyang for another meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Last weekend, 66 people in Chicago were shot and killed due to gun violence. The mayor came out earlier this week and said Chicago is a better city and people need to step up. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said more police will be on patrol this weekend.
CPD will have an additional 430 officers deployed this week and 600 additional officers on the weekends.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Back in May, Pfizer announced that there were shortages in the drug EpiPen. Now, as many parents get ready to send their children back to school, what is exactly the status of that shortage? Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar joined Fox Business with an update.
We are working on it. Drug shortages is a really important issue. It comes about often from manufacturing issues, as a manufacturer is having trouble with just producing the product. I think it's very important first to remember that that is one product, but it does not mean there's a shortage of epinephrine available for children. It's a particular delivery device. That's one of them, and we're working to solve that drug shortage. But it doesn't mean that there is unavailable product for this very important type of medicine that children and others often need, especially especially as we return to school. This is another reason that I called for the first time ever, that a HHS secretary has done so under the president's direction. I have called for FDA to come up with an importation mechanism to allow us to bring drugs in, competing drugs from other developed countries where we have drug shortages or access dislocations, to see if there are products that might be available to compete around the rest of the world, to bring them here to the United States on an expedited basis so that we can deal with drug shortages and price dislocations.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1988 when the Chicago Cubs host their first night game in the history of Wrigley Field. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100in-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR DB, 100inchamberradio.com.
And good afternoon, Huntington County. Here is your weather, as if I really need to tell you how hot it is out there. There is heat advisories and such, so please make sure you are hydrating and giving yourself plenty of time while you're out there. Currently, we have a temperature of 88 degrees. The humidity, 61%. It's definitely up there. So listen, this afternoon, bring your umbrella. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 4 o'clock today. So watch your commute. Tonight, same thing, showers possible with thunderstorms before 10 p.m. Tomorrow, Thursday, a slight chance of showers. Thursday night, mostly clear. That's not so bad right there. And then going into Friday with the weekend, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday afternoon. Looking at a high near 88 again. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms. I seem to read the same weather report every Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 9 a.m. Saturday night, same thing with a low about 68 degrees. Going into Sunday, ditto, chance of showers and thunderstorms. So there you have it, and we'll be right back. Don't move.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100in-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. Got too many wires here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at the Gray Rock Plaza, 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. Telephone number is 908-627-7020. For more information, you reach out to us. We'd be happy to speak with you. And one of the things that you should know is that we are open. We are up and running. Classes are highly active, filling up. And I'll tell you right now, if you have never taken a Max Challenge class, you have your opportunity this weekend. We are hosting a trial class in our center, our beautiful center. And that's going to be this Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m., 1802 Route 31 in Clinton, okay? And to reserve your spot, you can call us, 908-627-7020, or go to our Facebook page for the Max Challenge of Clinton, find the event, register, and fill out that little Google form, and you will have the spot. And you know what I'm going to guarantee you? If you come to this class, you will have fun. Guarantee it. Our own Megan Smith, our wonderful lead instructor who's watching. Hello, Megan. I see you there. Hey, Ron. See you there, too. Megan's going to be teaching a class. She is an amazing instructor. She's a former member of the Max Challenge, so she has an amazing transformation story. And I'll tell you right now, you will have fun. So this is going to be your opportunity to come down there if you haven't tried a class before. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I guarantee fun. So again, the number is 908-627-7020. So thanks for joining me today. And let me just turn this up a little bit here. I'll tell you right now, I have an interesting show here. We are going to be talking about a subject that affects every single human being on the planet Earth. every single human being on the planet Earth. And that subject is change. There's a lot of quotes out there about change, and everybody handles change just a little bit differently. Now, I don't mean change in your pocket or your purse, quarters, dimes, nickels, and such like that. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about the change that life can bring us, that events in our lives can bring us. And sometimes those changes are planned. A lot of them are unplanned, and they just happen, and I totally understand that. We all do. But we're going to be discussing change and really how to embrace change, because to be honest with you, it's like kind of like trying to fight sunlight while you're standing in a desert. It's almost impossible to do it, so you kind of just have to embrace it sometimes. One of my subtitles for this show was how to make change your friend, or how to become friends with change. And it's going to be something I think that, again, you're going to want to get a notebook or a sheet of paper and a pen and maybe jot down a few things here and there that's going to just jump out and stick with you. Okay. Before I even get rolling into that, just a quick shout out to Team Clinton, to Ron and Lauren Adelstein, who are the driving forces behind the Max Challenge in Clinton. Megan, who's watching. We have Jillian, who's our instructor and our amazing member experience leader. You need to stop into the center and take a look. Again, get to this trial class on Sunday morning. You will have fun, okay? Hey, Terry, I see you. Thanks for watching. So I wanted to start out the subject before we go to our first hard break with a quote from Socrates, or if you watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure back in the 80s, Socrates. It's Socrates, I know it, but Socrates is from Bill and Ted's. Socrates once said, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." This is something that resonates with a lot of us at the Max Challenge in Clinton, because we wear a lot of different hats, but one of the things we are in the business of is the business of change and helping people to understand that they have power over certain aspects of their lives that they once felt they were powerless about. Okay, hi, Natan. Hey, thanks for watching, buddy. So understanding that part of change is to not so much fight the old, especially when it's change that you're planning on doing. It's change that you know you need to make. It's not something that's unexpected. This is where not fighting the old but focusing on the new is really going to come in and help you. Now, before I even get going again too, if you have a question or a comment, if you're watching live on Facebook, first of all, I need to get some likes and some thumbs up and hearts from you people so I know you're watching and listening. It'd be awesome. Hey, Lauren. And also, if you have questions or comments, post them in the comments section there. And if I can help, if I can get to them and help you out, I will. At least you know it's right there. It's almost kind of an interactive thing, okay? You can have comments about change in your life, questions, whatever it is, all right? So anyway, change really, for a lot of people, a lot of human beings, change represents a certain amount of uncertainty. And as human beings, we like to know. I mean, that's the kind of a blanket statement. There's not a lot of people in my life that don't like to know what's going on. I think that there's a small percentage of people, what I like to call, thrive in chaos. Very few. But they are out there. But the most of us really want to know. And change represents an uncertainty that we as human beings, it just makes us uncomfortable. It makes us uncomfortable not knowing. And we like to feel in control. Even on things that are not in our control, we still want to try to control them and feel that we're in control of them. And to be honest with you, that's where we cause a lot of our own suffering sometimes. Not every time, but it's that lack of control that we feel with change. So when that happens, our wheels start to wobble a little bit and we seem to get off balance. But listen, I'm on a hard break. Going to play some ads here. Please listen. Stay with me. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber, As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza on Route 31, 1802 Route 31 in Clinton. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. Thanks for joining me. My name is Mark LaRose. I am your host today and motivator and educator and all these other things too. And I'm going to give a quick shout out to the Wolf Pack, the 5 a.m. Wolf Pack in our center, the 6 a.m. Incredibles, and those amazing 9:30 Ninjas. You look like you guys had a lot of fun this morning in class. 5:30 and 7:30 tonight are our classes, too. We got the happy hour people going on there and the Warriors, so just come on down, okay? And remember, we got a trial class this Sunday. If you're listening and you're a member, bring somebody. You can come in on Sunday. If you're a member already, we want you to come in for this trial class. Come on in and bring a friend, bring a family member, share the experience, share the passion, all right? That's what it's there for. We're talking about change today and how to embrace change. And what I just started saying was about how we as people, as humans, we like to be in control. And change represents uncertainty. Change equals uncertainty for so many people. And Terry, I just saw your comment, and I'm so glad you're able to listen today. That's fantastic. When that happens, what we get then is the what if questions. Now, I don't even have this in my notes. I'm going to give you one of Mark's many one-liners. All right. If you've been in my classes, you've heard me with a bunch of one-liners. But this one here is something that I came to realize probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And that is that the future is a figment of your imagination. The future is a figment of your imagination. So when change happens, I'm talking change that you have not planned on, change that you are not instituting. It's something that life has thrown at you. Just remember all these what ifs that come in there, all the worrying and the anxiety that you cause yourself. Really, the future is a figment of your imagination. It's just our imaginations running wild with all these possible what ifs. Okay, but nothing's happened yet. So always remember that. Because of the lack of control that we tend to feel with some of these things, we tend to repel change. We give change and changes a bad rap when, in essence, we have opportunities with change to really allow ourselves to grow and experience new things and to express ourselves differently too in life. I know this is a little on the deep side right now, you know, but the thing is that it changes and is an inevitable part of life. It doesn't matter how happy we are with things currently, life will change. And it doesn't matter how, if you're going through a tough time, times will change. Okay. One of the things I've said for years is that the problem with human beings is we tend to feel that the way that we feel right now is how we're going to feel forever. And that's really not the case. That's really not the case. Change takes care of that. And you probably heard that one liner that the only constant is change. The only thing that's constant in the universe is change. We know it. We understand it. We understand that our environment, our situation is not able to just stay the same forever. And all around us from the moment the sun rises to the sun sets, change is occurring all around us. Everything is forever moving and expanding and changing. So what is it about the world that can seem so scary when change happens? Again, I'm talking change that we're not in control of. If we could learn to have an attitude where change works for us and benefits us, I think that we would be happier. We would be able to live our lives in a happier place with a state of and an attitude of growth and gratitude. So talking about embracing change is really the key, one of the keys to happiness and success, especially when it comes to your goals. Okay. You know, when it comes to your goals, there's so many things that can affect those goals. And because of what we do and what I do, the goal that instantly comes to mind is going to be health and fitness goals. You know, and at the Max Challenge of Clinton, what we want to do is really allow people to have amazing change in their life so that it affects their health, their fitness, their appearance. And we do a 10-week challenge. So we do it all within 10 weeks. And these are things, of course, that we want you to carry on after, too. But when it comes to your goals, it was interesting. We tend to focus on the negative of things. And it's something that I actually have notes on for later on, but I'm just going to – it segues in right now, so I'll just talk about it now. Your brain is designed to really focus on the negative, and to be honest with you, there's forces in the world, the media, Hollywood, that really play on that. And that used to be a good thing. It used to be – and to one point, it still is a good thing to have our brains focus on potential problems. Back in the days before modern society and civilization, when we lived in tribes and we lived in the woods, we had to pay attention to the negative. We had to watch out for the bears or the saber-toothed tigers or the tribe that was next to us that wanted our stuff and wanted our food. And so our brains really developed the habit of focusing on the negative. In fact, I believe it's called the lizard brain, the reptile brain. It's just that primitive part of us. The thing is when it comes to your life and your goals, that works against you. I've listened to this a couple of times. There's this thing called the 5-second rule, where if you don't make a decision to move in a positive direction in 5 seconds, your brain will start to focus and artificially amplify the problem that you're looking at. Okay? So when we talk to somebody and we say, you want to make a change, here's what you need to do to make the change. You need to decide just in about 5 seconds, because if not, now your brain's going to start to pick up, well, what if this goes wrong? And what about this problem? And what about this? And what if this happens and everything? You can't focus on that. You need to make a conscious effort, even if it's past the 5 seconds, to say, I am going to ignore the problems here because I'm in control of this situation here. Hey, Holly, good to see you on. Thanks for watching. So, what I've done is I put together something here which really has the steps to embrace change in your life. Some of these are going to be one-liners. Some of them we're going to go a little bit deeper on. Again, because this is Max Living and, you know, I work at by the way, I love my job. I just want you to know that. I might be tired at the end of the day, but I love going to work. I love helping people change their lives. And we are all of us at Team Clinton, we love your success stories. And, you know, we're on week four of the challenge right now, week four, day three. We love seeing the stories. We love hearing the stories. We love seeing the results. Okay? So please keep sharing, members. So I put together something about the changes that you can embrace. And with the understanding that a lot of the way my thought process goes, I'm talking about things about your health, your fitness level, your appearance, the quality of your life, especially about the things that you can control. And one of the biggest lies that we feed each other, that we feed ourselves, is when something is really within our control and we claim it's not, and we start to blame situations, people, jobs, kids, parents. The way we are in this country, and I was just talking about this about 2 weeks ago, is that if this change happens here, okay, we're allowed to abuse ourselves over here. So because of this change, this person, this situation, this job, this whatever this is, this person here, we're allowed to go out and get drunk, right? Because it's their fault. Or because of this situation here, this thing here, we're allowed to go out and overeat and emotionally eat and satisfy ourselves here, okay? Hey, Brian, Claire, how you doing? Because of this situation here, we go out and we take drugs or whatever it is. You see, we blame this situation because we think we don't have control over it, but that's a lie. That's a lie. 9 out of 10 times, you have complete control over that situation, or at the very least, you have control over how you're going to react to it. So maybe instead of saying, well, because of this situation, this person, this environment, I'm going to go abuse myself and make myself unhealthy, how about taking care of yourself and use one of the biggest antidepressants there is out there, and that's exercise, okay? Stop lying to yourself. Stop self-sabotaging yourself. Stop believing your own bullcrap. There's a saying that I have, don't believe everything you think, okay? Because all you're going to do is make excuses, okay? And those excuses are what's stopping you from living a healthier, happier, more fulfilling life. Okay, onward and upward. So, steps to embrace change. First of all, let's admit this. If you don't change, you don't grow. Change and growth, they go hand in hand. All I have to do is say butterfly. And I think 99% of you are going to understand what that means. Because if, you know, the butterfly, the caterpillar doesn't understand it's really going to be a butterfly. It goes through this metamorphosis. It puts itself in the cocoon. We all know the story. And the next thing you know, a certain amount of time later, this beautiful butterfly comes out. But without the change, there's no growth. And that's a simple fact of life. Interesting thing about the butterfly, which I think applies to people. Did you know that the butterfly cannot see its own wings? So I want you to think of a beautiful monarch butterfly. Butterfly can't see its own wings. It really doesn't know how beautiful it is. People are like that too. I think sometimes we don't look at our own beauty. We don't see it. So, but you have to understand that it's there. So one of the ways that we can embrace change too is to make changes to what you want before they happen to you. Okay. You might want to write that down. To make changes to something before it has to change. What do I mean? Again, gave you a heads up about where my thought process is, health, fitness, appearance. You haven't exercised in years, and you've been eating garbage for years, and maybe you're smoking, maybe you're, you know, having a couple of glasses of beer at the end of the day, whatever it is, you're not making the change. And then all of a sudden, one day, you go in and you get your physical, your annual physical, or maybe you haven't been to the doctor in 2, 3, 4 years. And you go to your doctor, and you get the blood work done. And now all of a sudden, your doctor comes back to you and tells you some not so great news. Blood sugar may be too high, cholesterol through the roof, high blood pressure. irregular heartbeat. You know, there's so many things that could go wrong from being overweight, obese, smoking, drinking. Now you have to make the change. Now your change is being made out of fear. And what occurs then when you have to make changes like that is you feel out of control. Just like I said at the top of the hour, you feel out of control. And 100 what ifs start to knock you off balance. But here's the secret, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't have to be like that. You know right now, sitting where you are, and by the way, share this link on your social media timeline, your Facebook timeline, share it. Because somebody out there knows darn well that they need to eat better. They need to exercise. They need to stop smoking. They need to control the situation. And what I encourage you to do is to make the changes needed before you have to make the changes. Because that day comes to too many people. And in my 18-year career in the fitness industry, I've had more than my fair share of people who had to make changes. So there's no reason to wait until your doctor has news that you don't like. You see, because then and only then, and sometimes not even then, you know that too. We all know people who, even sometimes after the doctor says that, not even then are they making changes to eating habits and exercises and things like that too. Hey, Robbie Lynn, good to see you. There's no reason to wait. So this is the thing. You don't need a new year to make a change like this, okay? Don't wait for your doctor to give you bad news. You don't need a new year. You don't need Monday. You don't need September 1st. It's all bullcrap. You're believing your own lies. You're self-sabotaging yourself. Tomorrow, today, today is the day to change these things, okay? And if you need help, you call us. One of the other things that we can do is to understand, really, it's to admit that every human being has doubts and fears about change, even if it's change that you're in control of. You hear what I'm saying here? It's not just something that life is throwing at you, but if you are making that decision today to get healthier, okay, and to live a better quality life, and call us. We'll talk to you about it, okay? We're going to talk to you about your goals. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. We're just going to talk about your goals, 908-627-7020. Call us. But even if you're doing change that you know that you're in control of, you're going to be in control of how you eat, how you exercise, what you don't eat. Everybody has doubts and fears about those too. All that you can do is learn to embrace those changes. Take it 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time. There's never, listen to me, write this down. There is never, ever, ever, ever going to be the perfect time to change these things. The only time you have is right now. The past is the past. The future, it's a figment of your imagination. You own right now. So right now is the time to make those changes. But understanding too that there's never going to be a time where you're completely absent of these thoughts of fears. And at these thoughts and fears, you need to push past them. You really do. You just need to move past them and ignore that reptile brain, that lizard brain I told you about that focuses on the negative and says, danger, danger, danger. There is no danger. Most of the time, our brains are making up that danger when it comes to change. Seriously, we're just making it up. Sometimes it is. If you know, the lizard brain is the one that warns us, hey, there's a bus coming as we're crossing the street. That's danger. You should move or stop moving. But when it comes to health and fitness and positive changes in your life, don't believe your own thoughts. Don't believe your own, you know, bullcrap again on this one. Move past that. You can ignore that very handy function of the lizard brain that focuses on the negative and decide and choose to be in control of this change and be positive about it. Okay. Stay motivated. You know, there's an old saying that motivation is like bathing. You know, that's why we kind of recommend that you do it every day. You know, it's right up there. There's a gentleman named Jim Rohn who once said, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. And once again, we're talking about take control of change before it takes control of you. Got that? You can be proactive in making changes in your life. Now, this may not be just health and fitness related. It could be relationships, could be job situations, living situations, whatever it is. A lot of times we allow those fears to stop us from making changes. But this applies across the board. It's not going to get better by chance. It's going to get better by change. And remember, here's another one-liner for you. Effort indicates interest. Effort indicates interest. If somebody has much interest in something, they will place much effort into it. God knows, and we're very thankful for it, at Team Clinton, at the Max Challenge of Clinton, every single day, multiple times a day, we see our members walk through the door who have much interest in making changes in their health, appearance, and fitness levels. And because they have much interest, they are placing much effort into it. And it's inspiring. It's inspiring. There's one particular member out there, and hopefully she hears me, Megan, who she has been pushing through classes this week. And she basically just told me, you know, because I know myself, if I don't come, I know I'm going to fall off. And she knows that that's not an option. And I'm so inspired by her. So you're going to acknowledge the change. You know, for the longest time, I could refuse to believe that change was in the realm of the possibility of a situation. And I've also learned that change can happen very quickly and at any time. At any time. Again, you don't need a new year. You don't need a Monday. You can accept the change. You know, there's been, and listen, you can think about this too right now. We have all had situations where we desperately try to prevent a change in our lives, whether it's our businesses, our relationships, whatever it is. But instead of, you know, these were futile situations. It just happens. That's life. That's just the way it happens. But so instead of trying to resist those things as they unfold, maybe we start to look for how we can transform in these things too. Circumstances don't always turn out the way we want them to. And that is perfectly fine. You got that? Circumstances may not turn out the way exactly we want them to, and that's okay. When you embrace a situation, by embracing it, this will help you to deal with the change effectively. It might sound old and cliched and simple, but sometimes you just gotta let go and let it go. Sometimes that letting go is your own doubts and fears about something. You see, a lot of times, and listen, if you're with me on this one, I'm just going to speak to you. You've tried to get healthier, lose weight and exercise, and then you fell off, and then you gained another 10 pounds. And then a year later, you try to exercise and eat better and everything, and then you fall off again. And so what happens is that this we learn what I call to live comfortably in misery, but you don't have to. That's why we're here. I know that might sound kind of gutsy, but that's why the Max Challenge of Clinton is here. That's why Team Clinton's here, is because we don't want you to live in comfortable misery. We want you to live fully and experience your life and your body to its best. That's what this Max Challenge is about. So when you make necessary shifts in your life, you're going to begin to see that things will fall into place after that. A lot of times we need to educate ourselves first. And that's a big thing for us at the Max Challenge of Clinton, is teaching our members nutrition, because we do complete nutritional counseling on this. We teach members nutrition. We teach them how to modify exercises if they've had accidents or injuries. What to look for in ingredients. Last week's show, we talked about ingredient labels and how to read ingredient labels properly. You know, these are all things where you learn to educate yourself and teach yourself. And that's how you can make those changes too. And to be honest with you, in my own personal life, the more that I permitted impermanence, the more that I permitted change into my life without struggling against it, the more I grew as a person. The Mark LaRose that's sitting in front of you here, and thank you for listening today, thank you for watching, but the Mark LaRose that's sitting for you here is not the same Mark LaRose that walked the earth, 6 years ago, just about 7 years ago, I made some amazing strides and growth in my life. I did things that I never thought was possible in my life. And it was 2012. It was May. It was May of 2012 that I learned that I could do anything that I put my mind to. Just about anything. But I can also make up my own excuses and believe my own bullcrap, and that would stop me from doing it too. But there was a couple of times back in 2012 and 2013 where I faced my fears and embraced the change and began to live a much more fuller and happier life. It hasn't all been unicorns and cotton candy and rainbows and sunshine along the way. No, because that's not what life is. For instance, I tend to be afraid of heights. It's just the way I am. I tend to be afraid of heights. And I was on a bike ride once that we did from New York City to Washington, D.C. over 5 days. And one of the places where we camped out had a zip line. You got this? So here I am. I don't like heights. You know why? Because I like to be in control. See? So I don't like heights. And here I am. I got this this zip line in front of me. So I'm riding into the camp. We rode about, 60, 65 miles that day. I ride into camp. I'm all sweaty and everything. And I see this zip line. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to face my fears. I'm going to get on this darn zip line. So I put my gear away, locked up my bike, took a quick shower, and I was like the third person online. So this zip line is about... I'm going to still guesstimate about 70 to 80 feet off the ground. And so I get on there and I'm a big guy. So I'm like, okay, is this harness going to hold me? I'm already doing the reptile brain thing, the lizard brain, and looking at the possibilities. What if this, what if that? And then you have to push it aside and move forward. So I get the harness on and I get the explanations and I push off this thing and I start zipping down towards these trees, and it was an amazing experience. Was I scared? Hell yeah, I was. But I ignored the fear, and I focused on the beauty that was around me, that feeling of exhilaration, of overcoming fears. It was beautiful out there. It was a nice day. The wind in my quote-unquote hair. And when I got done, when I landed at the end of the zip line, do you know what I did? I got off the harness and I walked all the way back around and I got online again and I did it one more time. And that is where you begin to learn that success feels good. And I think that's something that our members learn too, as they begin to take charge of their lives and their health and make the change before it's necessary to really take control of those things and make the change. What they begin to understand is that succeeding feels good. You get through that first week at the Max Challenge of Clinton and you're like, my God, yeah, I made it through the first week. This is awesome. I can do this. And then you come back on Monday and you're doing it again. And here we are, week 4, day 3. And people are amazing, amazing people that I've met that have wonderful success stories. So anyway, sometimes you just need to allow the change into your life and embrace it. Understand that if you fight against it, you're going to make yourself more miserable. All right. So I am coming up on a hard break. I really appreciate you listening. We will be right back. I'll be right back here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. The trial class is this Sunday morning at our beautiful center. Come on town. I guarantee you will have fun in our class. All right, don't move. I will be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh my, time flies when you're having fun. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our number. Trial class this Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. in our center. You will have fun. I guarantee it. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this watch here. I got this beautiful Superman watch. If you know me, you know I like Superman. My beautiful fiance, Susan, who I love dearly, gave me... I haven't had a watch in years, and she bought me the Superman watch for our anniversary about a month or so ago. And yeah, so I love looking at my watch now. Anyway, we're talking about change. We got a few minutes left here. Let's get down to the heart of this now. I want you to, if you have a pen and paper handy, not if you're driving your car, public service announcement, you have a pen and paper handy, I want you to write down the next thing I'm going to tell you here, all right? Write this down and think about how it applies to your life. I'm not joking. Get a piece of paper right now. Get a pen right now. Do it. Write down this one thing, if nothing else, from this show, okay? Don't forget to share this show on your timeline so your friends can hear about this too, because change happens. Write this down. Adaptability is about the powerful difference between adapting to cope and adapting to win. Adaptability is about the powerful difference between adapting to cope and adapting to win. Here's the thing. A lot of us in America are taught to cope, not to win. We are taught, sometimes at a very young age, that we need to cope with this situation. We need to cope with this person, with this environment, rather than overcome it and win. So on the one hand, your power to be adaptive, your maybe it's your superpower, since we were just talking about Superman. And just so you know, the Max Challenge of Clinton is a kryptonite-free zone, okay? So just so you know, adaptability to win should be your focus, not just to cope. You have the power to win. You got that? You do. And in so many instances in our lives, we are taught that maybe we can't win. You know what? At least try. At least try. Don't give up. You know, the word of the week is, in the Max Challenge of Clinton, the word of the week is persistence. And I was talking to my classes this morning before they left the Wolfpack and the Incredibles. And I said to them, do you remember Babe Ruth? You know, I said, raise your hand. You remember who Babe Ruth is? And Babe Ruth is famous, a famous baseball player. I know you know it. And what was he famous for? He was famous for the home run record. He crushed it. He crushed it. It stood for years, having the home run record. That same year, do you know what other record Babe Ruth had? Strikeouts. Yeah. Babe Ruth also held the record for the most strikeouts. The same year, he held the record for the most home runs. Now, if Mr. Ruth had focused on those obstacles, well, you know what? I've struck out the last four times. Why am I even bothering to swing? He never would have been that famous. He never would have crushed the record. He never would have inspired children to want to be ball players, because I know that that happened. So he had the power to adapt to his situation and become a winner. And you, my friend, are no different than Babe Ruth. You have the power to adapt to win. Maybe you need to adapt to cope first, but then right after that, as you've coped, you need to overcome and win. Change the way that you view and react to change and begin to embrace it more, and change will begin to become your friend in a lot of different ways. What I'm going to encourage you to do today, okay, is to make a list. I want you to make a list of the top five things that you want to change in your life that you have power to change. Remember earlier in the show, I said, learn to make changes to things that you have control of while you can make changes before you have to make changes. And I talked about doctors. Some people don't want to eat better and exercise and quit smoking until the doctor tells them some bad news, and then all of a sudden they have to. And even then, sometimes people don't, but that's a whole other story. If you take charge of these things, they won't sneak up on you. Got that? If you take charge of those changes, they're not going to sneak up on you, and you are less likely to feel out of control. Okay? And here's the thing, and this is getting deep again. I only got a couple minutes left here, but if you want a little bit more calmness and a little bit more peace in your life, and maybe in some instances a little bit more courage, you do that by proactively accepting and embracing change as a part of life. Understanding that these are things that you may not have control over. And what I've learned in my own life is that these things that I don't have control over, they're going to happen. They're going to happen. And the only thing I can control is my reaction to them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to react by finding the things that I can control here, and I'm going to make changes to them. And what are those things? What are those things really? You know, eating habits, drinking habits, you know, if you're doing drugs or smoking, whatever, you can make changes to those things too. It could be almost anything. One particular person, very close and dear to me, just focusing on taking action on what to do to facilitate change. Okay. What the outcome of all of this is this basically, I want you to be happier and healthier and to live a more fulfilling life. And if a repetitive habit of getting angry at change and getting upset with change and all this other stuff, if that's the habit that you have, if you need to break it, you can break it, okay? just don't wait until you have to. You know, we are all going to be subject to circumstances that we just cannot control, and it sucks. That's the same. That's just the plain truth of it. It sucks. So find things that you can control and make positive changes to that. Remember, adaptability is about the powerful difference between adapting to cope and adapting to win. You know, from my heart to your heart, and not just the Max Challenge of Clinton or Team Clinton, from my heart to your heart, I just would like to see all of you live happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives from this. Embracing change, making it your friend, is one way to do that. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Not. It's not going to be easy sometimes. I get that. But what I do want you to understand is that you are your own hero in so many ways. You have the superpower to make changes happen in your life that you can be control of, and that these positive changes will make you happier. So by embracing those changes, or at least accepting them, you'll be happier with that too. It's happened for me. And again, listen, this is a process. It's a process. It's not going to happen, you know, like I Dream of Jeannie. You're not just going to blink your eyes and you're going to feel better. That doesn't usually happen. It'll be a process for this. But the title of today's show was How to Embrace Change. And remember, without change, there is no growth. And these changes will allow you to experience new things in life. It did for me. It did for me. Again, going back to, you know, that zip line experience. I could have let my fear control me, and I never would have had that amazing experience. And I'll tell you, one funny thing about that, too, is while I was zip lining about 70 feet or so above the ground, there was a herd of sheep down there. And I remember thinking to myself, how nice that they put sheep down there to break my fall. Which, of course, didn't happen. It didn't happen, thankfully. So listen, I hope that you got some little nugget of wisdom out of this. Just want you to live happier and healthier, more fulfilling lives. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, located on Route 31 at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. And if you are not a member, you should be calling us right now to talk to us about more information about your goals, about changes you need to make, and at the very least, come to our trial class Sunday morning. It's been an honor spending time with you. I'll see you next week. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to deliver a speech regarding the formation of a Space Force. Congressman Louie Gohmert has one thing we need to remember regarding Space Force.
We can't afford to allow corporations to control space. That has got to be controlled by government, because whoever controls space can control planet Earth.
Today, Republican Congressman Chris Collins was arrested and charged with insider trading related to a biotechnology company. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeff Berman, lays out the specifics.
As alleged in the indictment, Congressman Collins cheated our markets and our justice system in two ways. First, he tipped his son to confidential corporate information, and then he lied about it to law enforcement to cover it up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
Police found a stockpile of ammunition and books on how to design bombs in the home of the man accused of threatening lawmakers, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. For the first time, Scalise spoke out about the threat on Fox News.
I first want to thank, once again, our United States Capitol Police. They were very quick to